Hollywood was quick to react to the news that President Joe Biden was ending his bid for re-election and endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris. Barbara Streisand, a Democratic supporter, wrote Sunday on X that, "We should be grateful for his upholding of our democracy." While many paid tribute to Biden's presidency, others wondered about the future. Cher wrote on X that she was tortured because she doesn't believe the Democrats could win without Biden. She said it was time to think way outside the box and proposed a split ticket. In recent weeks, several high-profile Hollywood names had begun calling for Biden to exit the race. Just weeks after headlining a record-breaking fundraiser for the president's re-election campaign, George Clooney wrote a New York Times opinion piece calling for Biden to end his bid. Clooney argued that the party should pick a new nominee, saying the process would be messy, but, wake up, voters in the party's favor. Others who attended or participated in the starry fundraiser in Los Angeles included Julia Roberts, Streisand, Jimmy Kimmel, former President Barack Obama, Jack Black, Cheryl Lee Ralph, Katherine Hahn, and Jason Bateman. Ralph, on Sunday, posted a photo of herself and Harris writing, "President Biden has endorsed Kamala Harris." Read also, "President Joe Biden drops out of the 2024 race, endorses VP Harris." Here are some notable celebrity reactions. Barbara Streisand, "Joe Biden will go down in history as a man who accomplished significant achievements in his four-year term. We should be grateful for his upholding of our democracy." Via a post on X, Cher, "In my heart I am tortured, because I don't believe the Democrats can win the presidency with Prez Biden, Joe, whom I've loved since we met in 2008. I campaigned for him. I believe it's time to pass the baton. Time for Dems to think way outside the box. Maybe even a split ticket." Via posts on X, Mark Hamill, "At Joe Biden has a record of accomplishments unmatched by any president in our lifetime. He restored honesty, dignity, and integrity to the office after 4 years of lies, crime, scandal, and chaos. Thank you for your service, Mr. President. It's now our duty as patriotic Americans to elect the Democrat who will honor and further your legacy." Via a post on X, the Star Wars star visited Biden in the Oval Office in May, jokingly calling him Joe Biwan Kenobi. George Takei, "I want to honor our president at Joe Biden. He has served our nation admirably for decades. He is a decent, honorable man, a hugely successful president, and a patriot. Now let us unite behind at Kamala Harris and defeat Donald Trump in November." Via post on X, Russell Brand, "Joe Biden has endorsed Kamala Harris for the Democratic nomination after ending re-election bid. We're in a wild world, mate." Via a post on X, Brand recently said voters should pick Trump over Biden, the Associated Press.